Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The text for our sermon is from our gospel lesson from St. Luke chapter 16, especially the 13th verse. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The sermon title I gave Deb to put in the bulletin for today is a reflection on Dr. Munt's sermon last Sunday at my ordination service. He basically said that a faithful pastor doesn't steer away from difficult texts, which would amount to hiding God's word from his hearers. As I began to dig into the text for this week, I came to the conclusion that he had today's text in mind when he added that to his sermon. Because today's set of readings is one that really challenges a pastor. Both the Gospel and the Old Testament lessons are about money. Many people don't like to hear Jesus talk about money, and therefore a pastor preaching about money makes them, well, angry. That makes it dangerous to preach on today's Gospel or Old Testament reading. So, how about the epistle? Here, the Apostle Paul is instructing Timothy in his calling as a pastor. In the middle of those instructions, Paul says, I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man. She is to remain quiet. Okay, is that a good place to start? Well, Paul is actually saying is that a woman should be insulted by the mere suggestion that she should stoop to become a pastor. It is like asking a bride to wash dishes in the kitchen at her own wedding reception. However, because many people mistakenly think that this is the Apostle Paul saying that women are second-class members of the congregation, many pastors will avoid this reading. Sadly, when God's word challenges our precious opinions, we often take it out on the messenger instead of repenting and aligning our beliefs with the teachings of the Bible. This week, many a faithful pastor will find himself in the challenging position of trying to decide who he wants to make angry by preaching the Word of God truthfully and faithfully. This morning, we will take up the challenge laid before us in the Gospel. In the Gospel, Jesus tells a negative parable based on the corrupt activities of the characters in the parable. The main character in the parable is basically guilty of embezzlement, and he has figured out a way to get away with it. Jesus used this corrupt activity to tell his followers that even a scoundrel knows how to use money to his advantage. Jesus said, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. If I were to rephrase these words, Jesus would be saying, use the wealth of this sinful world in order to produce eternal benefits. One of the most elegant expressions of this thought came from missionary Jim Elliot, who was killed by the Aka Indians as he was trying to bring Christ to them. The true story upon which the movie End of the Spear was based. He said, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Because it is not right to treat people differently based on their giving, I intend to do everything I can to remain ignorant of your individual contributions to this place. Nevertheless, if I simply divide the offering by the number of families that are here, it seems to me that I do not need to talk to you about giving money. Not only have you sacrificed your money, but you have also put a lot of your own sweat into this place. You obviously spend a lot of time cleaning and caring for this facility and have made all kinds of sacrifices for this facility. So instead of asking, are you using your earthly wealth in order to receive an eternal benefit? I am inclined to ask, are you using this earthly facility in order to receive eternal benefits? Both the Old and the New Testaments are clear about how God gives eternal benefits. God spoke to the children of Israel through his servant Moses and said, "These words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, is dedicated to proclaiming the benefits of God's word. And the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write several